Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
We are back. And better than ever, it's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet. So happy you decided to join us this week, the first week of 2016. Get your year off to an amazing start. Only 1 week away, 1 week away from National Quitters Day, January 15th. Happens every year, just like Groundhog Day. You can set your watch by it. What's National Quitters Day? Well, happy you asked. National Quitters Day is the day that 95% of people give up on their New Year's resolution. That's why New Year's resolutions are stupid. Stupid. Okay? 95%. So next Friday, we're going to have a cause célèbre. We're going to celebrate National Quitters Day. Say goodbye to 9 out of 10 people who couldn't last 2 weeks living the dream. That's why when you see people go for their dream and they fail, hey, welcome to the club, baby. Welcome to the club. And then they get up off the ground and they try again and they fail. Welcome to the club, baby. Welcome to the club. And then they get up off the ground and they fail. But you know what? Out of 10 times, man, 10 times, if you swing for the fences every freaking time, you're going to connect once. That's all you need to do. Just one good idea. Out of all the hundreds of harebrained ideas you got, and I know you got them, I got them, we all got them because we're human. You know, we got 18 billion brain cells. They're all firing on all cylinders all throughout the day, unless you're like me in college and, you know, you're hitting the bottle and someone's passing a bong around every now and again. Maybe all the brain cells aren't firing around. By the way, 20 college credits to my name, mostly gym and health class. Wouldn't probably transfer to any accredited institution anywhere in the U.S. I'm pretty damn proud of that. Been able to do something with this little Everyday Saturday brand launched 10 years ago. Oh, by the way, if you're just listening, about 3 minutes into the show, don't hang up, man. Don't hang up. Listen, I feel like I'm on the phone call with a girlfriend back when I was 16 years old. Don't hang up. Listen, I know I'm a loose cannon. You're sitting in your car right now or you're listening on the treadmill and you damn near fell off because you're like, there's no way this guy's serious. Well, here's my suggestion. All right, you'll get addicted to the show, okay? You'll love the Everyday Saturday podcast. And we're going to become besties. But here's what you need to do. Listen to about 25 of these, all right, in a row, nonstop. Binge on them, like Breaking Bad on Netflix, okay? And then you'll kind of get it. It's a show about nothing, but it means everything to the dreamer, the doer, and the entrepreneur. Think of Seinfeld without a brain, podcasting, and yelling. That's about it, all right? A show about nothing. But it's for the dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur. You know, I launched this show 10 years ago just on a whim. I was frustrated. I was fed up. I was a corporate slave making $110,000 a year, base salary, stock options, company car, all those nice things, and hated every day of my life. I was the proverbial fish looking out of the fishbowl, all right? And I was just tired. I was just tired. You ever been tired? And I was just tired of doing the same thing every day, and I'm okay with ripping the Band-Aid off, man. I got no problem doing that. I don't want this slow. I'm going to put a plan together. And this is most people. It's fine. Look, having a plan's fine. You know, it's okay. It's boring to me, though. Having a plan is boring to me. I mean a long-term plan. Because most people, not most people, but what if this scenario happened? Actually, it wouldn't be most people. Most people plan, and it never works out that way. That much I will say. But let's say you're putting this great plan together. I've got my Roth IRA. I've got my 401k. I've got this 01k and that 01k. And then I'm going to walk out of my financial planner's office and boom, hit by a bus. That's it. There goes your plan. Okay? Now, I'm not saying you're going to be hit by a bus. That's not the point of this show. But you're going to be financially hit by a bus, relationally hit by a bus. Things don't go, man. When you're an entrepreneur, they just don't go the way you want them to go. That's why I said, welcome to the club, baby. You're failing. That's awesome. Amanda hit me up on Twitter. She wanted to talk about letting go. Amanda, thank you for your tweet. She said that I replied back. She said, hey, I'm a new listener, but I love your podcast. I would love to hear your opinion on letting go. I replied back, letting go of? Amanda said, I would say anything, really. Just learning the art of letting go. Bad relationships, sadness, etc. I think that's a great question, don't you? Let go. Let go. What's holding you? I know it was holding me back. I can only speak, look, to my own experiences. I'm not a psychologist. Lord knows you wouldn't want me getting inside your head. Hell, I don't even want to get inside my own head most days, all right? But here's what I would tell you. Because I've had to let go of relationships as recently as 2 weeks ago. It never stops. It's a fluid process. I mean, you're always letting go. How do you... I'm trying to think. Letting go. Friendships, for example. People that, oh, I know you from back when, or you're not the same person. Yeah, well, no kidding. I'm not the same person. I hope the hell you're not the same person that you were in 1992 or 2002. We all change. If you're not changing, you're going to be slaughtered going for your dream. You must change. Everything. I mean, especially online. I mean, things change at the speed of light. Look how many people are doing webinars online compared to 5 years ago, for example. Everybody, and rightfully so, webinars convert at a hugely high level now. Why? Because people get engaged, they get to see the PowerPoint slides, they get to see you. If you're doing a, you know, go to webinar now, integrates video, you can have Google Hangouts. I mean, look, things just change online. I just think of a webinar, for example. Evergreen webinars, automated webinars weren't even around 5 years ago. You could just set it and forget it. Somebody opts into your landing page, boom, they sign up for a webinar, they pick the time. It's not 8 o'clock Tuesday night, be there, there's no replay. No, now you can do evergreen. So how do you let go? How do you let go, for example, of relationships? Well, they're holding you back, man, and they are holding you down. You're in proverbial quicksand. And I can only speak from my own experience. Every time I've let go of a bad relationship, be it a business or personal relationship. Guys, I'm talking about people in my church. I mean, I can't stand a lack of authenticity. I can't stand it. My life is way too short. All our lives are way too short. If you're going to, you know, be one person in church, for example, and I'll tell you what, you want to know my views on Christians, I've recorded podcasts that have been titled, If It Wasn't For Christians, Christianity Would Be a Pretty Cool Movement, okay? So I grew up Catholic. I'm a Christian. I believe in God. I believe in heaven. I'm saved. I get all that. But, man, I'll tell you, you don't bring authenticity to the table, and you want to try to, you know, tell me and give me a Bible verse, and then you go do something different and hide behind the old get-out-of-jail-free card of, well, you know, it's a fallen world. For the grace of God, we're all saved. Now, how about you shut the hell up, live, and try to live the way you're telling me to live, okay? And I think we'll get along just fine because I can't hear a word you're saying. Your actions are telling me everything I need to know. You know what I'm talking about? So I let go of those relationships, for example. And you know what happens when you let go? Amanda and everybody else listening, a million other doors open up for you. But because you can't let go, you are preventing doors of opportunity opening for you because you're myopic in thinking that you're going to be able to change this person, change this situation, change this circumstance. Hell, when I let go of Quiznos 10 years ago, 11 years ago, I went bankrupt. And the hardest thing for me to do was to let go of my $300,000 investment and watch it go right down the toilet along with my pride. My money, my net worth, all my credit. I went from a 725 credit score down to 560 or some crap like that. I mean, look, a kid with a paper route had a better credit score than I did. All right. I had to let it all go so every day of Saturday could be launched and open a huge, amazing door that I never would have explored had I not let go of that business, because it wasn't for me. Hell, I don't even like making sandwiches for myself, let alone for 100 other people walking through the door, all right? So Amanda and everybody else, you not letting go of a toxic situation right now, you not letting go is preventing so many great doors from opening. And if you don't believe me, do this, let go. Just let go of the rope, let go, and watch what happens in your life immediately. Why? Because now your vision has shifted from this toxic situation, this toxic circumstance, to a brand new, would you rather look into the dark abyss or would you rather look at the sun rising? You know what I'm talking about? Like, you're focusing on this dark, I know I can change them, or I know I can change this, or I know I can make this. No, you can't. No, you've tried. It's over. And it doesn't make it good or bad. It's just, it's over. All right? It's done. The door's closing. What happens when a door closes, everyone? Class, help me out. What happens when one door closes? Another door opens. So if you want to open up amazing doors in your business and in your life and in new relationships, let go. And hit me up on Twitter if what I just described does not happen. Hell, hit me up if it does happen. Just hit me up at Sam Crowley on Twitter. I want to know. I also want to know, is this podcast beneficial for you? You know, I don't want to just fluff it out there to let go. This is it. This would be the worst. This would be the worst is if I did just let go and the universe will bring you everything you need. Just sit Indian style in the middle of a pasture and dream for your new bicycle. And you know what's going to happen, Johnny? When you get up and you leave that pasture, the bicycle's going to be waiting for you with a bow around it and a little bell. Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Go for it, Johnny. No, man. That wouldn't be authentic, all right? I'm saying let go so you can just watch. You got to take action. Because they don't build ships to just sit in the port. You got to build these ships for the rough waves at sea, man. Get out into the rough waves. Have some fun. Enjoy what's going on. And when you open up that other door, don't be afraid of what's behind it. Not all the time is it going to be a Powerball ticket, all right, that's got the winning numbers. But it's going to be something because, remember, opportunity sometimes comes disguised as work. And don't let that scare you. Ooh! It's January 8th. We got 1 week till National Quitters Day. We're going to have a lot of fun next Friday, folks. In the meantime, have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.